Every once every 10 years, it's like no time has passed. And they're not saying to me, why didn't you call me in the last 10 years? It's real. If it's real, if there's a separation and the person come back in your life, you take up right where you left off as if nothing ever happened. You don't even get into processing anything about the time you were apart. Because if you're a conscious being, you know that the time you were apart was best for both of you. And you both benefited from it, so there's no need to process it. If they want to share with you what they learned while they were separate from you and you were separate from them, that's okay, but it's not required because you both are conscious enough to know that it was in divine order and it was the best thing for both of you not to be around each other right then. The ego doesn't do that. The ego makes you feel wrong and then wants you to apologize for not being with them. But they don't realize that when they're attacking you, they're giving you and providing you with more reasons why you were right for never being with them. It's amazing how people can attack people and expect love in return. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm going off on you every day, yet I'm mad at you because I'm not the first one you think of when you want to have a good time. I'm so glad I started to see how crazy I was. I was so crazy. It must be unconditional love. That's a bad. It's got to be. Oh man, I have experienced so much love in my life. When I realized how many people in my life have continued to love me when I was totally unconscious and crazy and selfish and demanding and expecting and scripting, and they were still there, I had so much love and didn't even know it. That's another thing that happens when you wake up. You'll begin to see that you were always surrounded by love that you didn't even see because you were so busy in your own self-absorption. I'll just let's do the next sentence because I don't want to rush through this, as you probably noticed. So here's a key word. He says they are far stronger, much more compelling witnesses for the Holy Spirit, and people will support the Holy Spirit's strength. It is therefore your choice whether people support the fear in you, the ego, or the Holy Spirit in you. Okay, I say it again. It's my choice whether Sean supports the peace or whether Sean supports my conflict. Check that out. I didn't say it was Sean. The book said it was my choice about what he witnessed back to me. Then it says, you will recognize which you have chosen by their reactions. So, I can tell what I've chosen to receive from him by his reaction to me. If his reaction to me is a reaction of fear and conflict in my perception, that is what I chose him to be a witness for me. If his reaction is a reaction of love and peace, then that's what I chose. Now, that's the hardest part for people to accept. In other words, it would be hard for you to accept the fact that these people that you're living with, their reaction to you is a reflection of your choice of what you want to have them witness to you. And it has nothing to do with what they're doing. They're witnessing back to you what you chose that they witness back to you. The ego gets upset about that because it can't understand how. Okay, so the ego goes, but how? Right? And the truth says, that's not important. The only thing that's important is for you to know you have a choice. Because that's the greatest power you could possibly have in this world, is choice. And that's the beauty, is I don't care what's happened in the past, right this moment, I can choose for you all to witness love to me, or I can choose for you all to witness fear to me. And I can tell what I've chosen by the reactions that I'm experiencing with you. My ego says, try to get him to, that means try to get him to give me a good reaction. Well, by the time you react to me, I'm just seeing the result of what I've already chosen. So it's not about trying to get you to change your reaction to me. It's about me making another choice for peace the very next instant, as soon as I can. So it becomes, all right, Sean has already reacted to me, but in this next moment, I'm going to say, boy, you know, I want to choose for peace with Sean. Then Sean still cusses me out. Okay, I still desire for Sean to witness fear to me. This next instant, I want to choose peace with Sean. See what I'm saying? Because all he's doing is reflecting back to me my choice. But it isn't always the choice I think I've made. People reflect back to you the choice you really made, not the choice you think you made. See, I can say, I really want to experience nothing but peace from Tanika. But if all I'm having with conflict is conflict with Tanika, what that's revealing to me is what I'm really asking for with Tanika. But my ego would say, oh no, I just want peace with Tanika. That's all I really want. And she's just acting really crappy toward me, and all I want is peace. I even did my work with Lester. I just want peace. No, if you have another but conflict with Tanika, Earl, the how you're seeing this is your choice. Got it? So we're being empowered, and we're asking for the people in our life now to be more of a witness for what's real for us. And that's the decision we're making today, and that's the point. So the point is, am I going to use you as a reinforcement of my ego today, or am I going to use you as a reinforcement for love? I can tell which one I did by your reaction to me. It's my interpretation of everything that's going on that's determining how I feel. So I can start having new responses by starting to have new interpretations. The Course gives new interpretations. That's what it is. It's just a book of new interpretations, because that's what I need. I need some new interpretations. All right? Okay. All right. I really admire you all. I've been doing this for a long time. Most people be dead by the time we doing what we're doing. So you all are really like willing to look at it differently. I want to acknowledge you for that. Really. Some of you have reached your limit. That's how you can tell. People who reach their limit, you don't have to reel them in. Some people have greater thresholds of pain than others. Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They can handle a lot more pain than you can. And those would be the ones you go, damn, it seems like by now they would be doing it differently. No, they just haven't reached their limit yet. But there is a limit. That's the good news. There is a limit. There is no limit to love, but there is a definite limit to fear. Fear has a limit. And I'm glad about that. Thank you for financially sharing in the class. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for valuing what we do here enough to financially support it. That means a lot. It means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Earl.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledgement. Thank you for appreciation. Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we're going to start where we left off here today, and we're going to go further. If you get a chance, read the next section called Littleness versus Magnitude. Each section is going to get progressively more powerful. Littleness versus Magnitude is a trip. And I like to think of that. Littleness in this corner versus magnitude. I love that. Littleness versus magnitude. So would littleness be fear or love?
Fear.
Okay, magnitude. That's where you do the whole book. So it won't seem like it's such a mystery. Kingdom.
Prison.
Kingdom, love, or fear? Heaven. See, Christ. So don't let the terms blow you away. You know, it's just talking about love and fear. Love and fear. There's going to be an incredible, we have a breakfast fundraiser on Sunday. We have a chef that's awesome who provides a great breakfast on Sunday morning.
Breakfast.
Yeah, it's a breakfast. Yeah. And it's only $5. Which is you're not going to eat nowhere for $5 and have the food that you're going to have here. So that's Sunday morning at 5. I'll also be speaking at the 11 o'clock service.
What time is the breakfast?
the breakfast is like, what time, Dave?
9:30 to 10:30.
It's 9:30 to 10:30.
Because we have a sing-along at 10:45 before church, so we want to wind things down before that. But 9:30 to 10:30 is the serving time for breakfast.
I got into the Course in Miracles 25 years ago. All the things that I was programming for before I made a spiritual decision started to manifest. It was so weird. It was like when I took my focus off of it, then it started to manifest. So the Course, in a weird sort of way, has been the best manifestation book that I've ever read, even though it doesn't spend a page in the whole book talking about any kind of physical manifestation. It's amazing. And then the people I see focusing on the manifesting stuff, most of them don't. If they just really be honest, they really don't. Because they haven't dealt with the guilt and the fear that makes them feel unworthy to have what they're asking for. So even though they're programming for it, they don't think they deserve it. And so a lot of times they don't manifest it, see. But of course, it gets rid of the guilt that blocks all manifestation. So it's like going straight to the root cause of lack and getting rid of it. But it challenges your ego. And just accept that it's going to challenge your ego, then it's not that hard. Because I'm going to get more and more intense with this. Because it's time for us to have joy. I'm also speaking at the Rocky Mountain Miracle Center for the 11 o'clock gathering there on the 25th of June. So that'd be a chance for you to also connect with some more Course people.
The Sunday?
Yes, the Sunday, 25th of June.
Where is
it? It's at corner of Bucktail and Monroe, off of 2 seconds to come in before we go back out in the lab. All right? Realize how much you misuse people by using them as support for your fear. So that's why they witness the fear in your perception. That's why you can provide reasons for not letting your fear go. Okay. Now, here's the thought we want to leave out here. Today, I'm willing for people to be far stronger and much more compelling witnesses for love. Now I've done a great job of having them be a witness for fear, insecurity, conflict, and that kind of stuff. Now today, together, we're going to make the choice that we are now willing to experience people as witnesses for God, the Holy Spirit, love, and peace. And we'll know which choice we made by their reactions. So everybody all day is going to be letting us know what we're choosing. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up if it looks like there are challenges that come your way. That's just what happens at the very beginning when you're beginning to recognize what's happening. So that's normal, that's cool, that's great. It means you're getting it. Just for you to even know this means you're getting it. God bless you. You're innocent and you only deserve love. And I'll see you next time.